Hello and welcome to Media News. Media News, as you know, aims to be an authentic voice bringing you real truthful stories from the Middle East with a particular focus on the Kurdish question that is often ignored, self-censored, or suppressed by the mainstream media platforms. It is my great pleasure this evening to welcome back to Media News Ferhan Sturk, the director of the 13th London Kurdish Film Festival, which is heralding a very welcome and triumphant return to the physical big screens of London after 2 years of online editions of this legendary and popular festival. Welcome back to Media News, Ferhan.
Hello, Mark. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you so much. So no matter, Ferhan, no matter how we enjoy watching our films online, as we have been for the last 2 years for the Kurdish Film Festival, or on film streaming services, I think everyone can agree that there is no substitute to watching a film on the big screen, and especially at a film festival. The atmosphere, sounds, smells, and interaction with people is incomparable. And this is especially true when it comes to the Kurdish Film Festival, that has managed to survive the challenges of the last few years with the COVID pandemic and is back after 2 years of online editions of the festival as a result of the COVID restrictions. So festival goers will again be able to enjoy Kurdish films and gather with friends and film goers in the physical world of cinema and share their views on the films that they have watched and catch up on times lost with old friends since the pandemic. The London Kurdish Film Festival was established in 2001 by a team of young Kurdish filmmakers from Kurdistan who came together in London. It is the largest film festival of its kind, bringing together films from Kurdistan and the rest of the world to audiences in London. The London Kurdish Film Festival is managed and produced by a small team of dedicated volunteers and has come such a long way since its birth and 12 successful editions, each year growing in size and significance. The London Kurdish Film Festival, taking from its website, believes that cinema is a powerful and influential form of artistic expression and one which carries great importance, especially for Kurds, who have, like all oppressed nations, transformed cinema into a tool for emancipation and self-expression. The London Kurdish Film Festival provides a critical platform for Kurdish and non-Kurdish filmmakers to showcase films of any style, topic, and genre that highlight the untold stories and experiences of Kurdish people around the world. The London Kurdish Film Festival also offers increased access and engagement with Kurdish films that might not otherwise be seen by UK audiences, and in doing so, helps grow film audiences in the UK, raising the profile of Kurdish cinema across the UK and internationally. It serves as a showcase event for Kurdish cinema and strives to contribute to the growth and development of the Kurdish film industry by nurturing and rewarding exceptional Kurdish talent in cinema from the region and around the world. This year, from the 23rd of September to the 30th of September, the London Kurdish Film Festival, the LKFF, will be presenting a pre-selected film programme in three different venues: the View Cinema in Wood Green, the Rio Cinema in Dalston, and the Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square, and is offering a rich and diverse festival programme with 31 films compromising of 15 feature fictions and 16 short films. So Ferhan, welcome again to Media News. We are absolutely dying after 2 years of being denied this incredible experience that we've all grown to love. We're dying to hear from you. So can you please tell us how your last year has been preparing for the festival and what we can expect from the Kurdish Film Festival this year? How many new films are there and what are the highlights of the festival? Please tell us.
What an introduction, Mark. You covered everything and didn't leave anything for me to say about why Kurdish cinema is so important. Thank you for that amazing intro. I think not just cinema, I think the people's culture have been, you know, under the threat, and people were not able to live the life that they're supposed to live for the last 2 years. So naturally, it wasn't possible to go to big screen and organize film festival like this. So we had to adapt to the new way, which was a digital way and digital platform and online. And as Media News also streamed in the last two edition and promoted the festival, we were online. And there was a good feelings about online, but there was also not really nice feelings about the online film festival. I think the main, probably the best thing is about film festival is bringing the audience together with directors. And there's no any other place, there's no any other platform where directors actually can talk and discuss and kind of make their point about the film at the festivals. And especially when this is Kurdish cinema, there are not many opportunities, there's not many places and you know, a platform like this. So the good thing about the online, I mean, what I enjoyed most is just reaching people in the South America, you know, seeing people in Japan and in Africa, you know, watching films. You know, we see that in our what's called the geographic, yeah, at the end, and how many views that we got. And that was really interesting, you know, reaching 160,000 viewers in one edition was extremely successful. Is that the best? But no, I mean, this is not what we aiming for. We're trying to, you know, reach as many as people. We want people to talk about those stories. We want people to feel our culture, know our culture first, but then understand what we, you know, why we make a film, why we tell this story. And the stories this year are amazing, are so special as every other year. But this year, it just, you know, I felt quite different this year. It gave me, it just empowered me to leave. It empowered me to you know, run this festival. It gives me reason to do another edition. So the more films that we watched, we get more excited. We said, okay, you know, these directors are gonna make another film next year, and let's just start organize it. Because
share a little bit of your excitement with us. Tell us about these films.
As you probably know, the films, I mean, the Kurdish films is quite politically oriented, as a kind of result of what's going on in the region. And that there's a non-stop conflict and the war in North Kurdistan, in the West, and partly in the South Kurdistan as well. And the conflict didn't really leave a good kind of impression about the Kurds. And so Kurdish films is naturally politic. It has to react to this situation. And the idea about why Kurdish filmmakers make political films is just so nonsense. It's just, I find it difficult to answer that question, you know, why our films have to be political. I don't know any kind of filmmakers that is closed eyes or playing three monkeys to their own people. And all these filmmakers now taking place, they are all aware of what's going on in the region. So what is the difference is, now 3 years ago in 2018, in the 10th edition, after the big massacre of Yazidi people in 2nd of Sinjar, August, Sinjar. 2014 in Shangal, we saw films, a lot of films that reflecting that pain. And we saw in many films, in short films and documentaries, you know, people, people went there to document. People went there to make a film, and there were quite a lot of titles about Yazidi massacre, and the film was showing how Daesh and ISIS destroyed the region and kidnapped the young people, children and women, and it was all about showing how the massacre actually occurred. So nearly about after 8 years now, we are seeing films about Yazidi people, but at this time, those kids and children and women who have been kidnapped, now free, you know, fleeing from ISIS, they get free, they escape and become a free person and then join their own forces, become a freedom fighter and resist back and fight back. So in this film, in this festival, there are a lot of films where Yazidi people get organized, looks more stronger, powerful, kind of culturally powerful, personally very, well-equipped, intellectually well-equipped, and is again, women's struggle is in the center of the whole resistance. So there are like a young girls arm up and fight against ISIS. There are films like Sinjar, for example, is about talking about, you know, how a family escaped from Daesh, captivity, and then become a young fighter. And there's films called, for example, Letters from Shengal, is, by the way, made by Rojava Film Komin. And that will have the first world premiere at LKFF. So this film will be screened first time at LKFF, called Letters from Shengal.
Okay.
There's another one, The Other Side of the River. It is kind of two couples of friends who are trying to kind of pass the border, you know, go beyond the borders and have, like, trying to come to West and start a new life. The most kind of, I think, I'm struggle to kind of talk about this film, Imad's Childhood, where a child who's been captured by ISIS, but then trained, then brainwashed, and then trained as like a Kurds hater, you know, a killer when he was four. And then after 4 years, 4 or 5 years, when he was nine, then he got freed by SDF, and then he kind of came back to family. And these documentary film is our closing film, must watch film, where we see how ISIS have brainwashed young child. I don't want to spoil the film.
No, of course.
This is kind of an experience of a child who have, you know, freed from ISIS and then come back to family, where we're going to see his hate towards his family, his anger towards his own culture, his own people. And there are those films, you know, it's about the freedom. And that's why the theme this year was In Search of Hope. So when we look at the films, we look at how the filmmaker plays the hope in this story. And the common theme of every each film is the hope. You know, the filmmaker is trying to show that there is a life, must go, life continues, and there is a hope for that. I think this is quite a big message. And
particularly poignant at a moment when there are so many threats that are facing, especially Rojava and the Yazidis. It's particularly poignant, those messages, aren't they?
Yeah, it's probably more likely that we will be seeing similar films as the conflict and kind of the life of Kurdish people. Kurdistan is under threat, not just by ISIS. I mean, ISIS, what's called the friends and coalitions, so which is Turkey like Assad regime in the region are still working together when it comes to kind of Kurdish freedom and autonomy. they all become so kind of strongly allied. And this is still a threat. This is still a big risk for the region. And yeah, films, but the filmmakers now trying to show more specific kind of love in the film. Okay, love to revolution, love to family, love to culture. And, yes, the context is a politics, is a struggle, but there is a love, there is in search of hope in every each film.
And there's going to be, I mean, in previous London Kurdish Film Festivals, you've had question and answer sessions with the directors. Will you be having that this year as well? I mean, will there be directors at the festival?
Yes. I can't exactly remember how many people we invited, but the top figures of this year's edition, we will have, I mean, I'm happy to announce that Shaukat Amin Korki is attending. Mano Khalil, which is going to be the opening film called Jiran, Neighbor, is the film about his own childhood, who grew up in northern Syria.
Yeah.
And then the film comprised of his own kind of memories of Assad regime in the school and how he kind of grew up. So that's called Jiran. And Mano Khalil is coming, Shaukat Amin, Mehmet Ali Konar, Bakhtiar Fatah, who made the film, quite a Hollywood style of action from south of Kurdistan called 09. So there is Arsalan Amiri, and also Blackberry Season, Hashim Aydemir cannot make it, but the producer Serhat Halaku is going to be with us, and the director of Sinjar, Anna Boraful, is coming, and the director of The Side of the River, Anna Killen, who's also going to join us in the panel. We're going to have two panels this year, and in one panel we're going to discuss about the future of the Kurdish cinema in general, but there's a specific theme which I couldn't remember at the moment. And that is, the first panel will take place on 24th of September. And the second panel is about the woman in Kurdish cinema. The woman as a lead kind of a filmmaker, and a woman as an actor, woman as a kind of storyteller. So how does the kind of woman reflect and showcase in our films? And there will be really good kind of panelists talking about this topic with us.
Ferhan, I mean, it's worth just saying to the listeners that we're doing this interview on the 24th of August, and I know there's another month, and I know that you're literally pulling your hair out with all the last minute sort of organizational things, so you can't sort of be sure about stuff. So I doubly appreciate you agreeing to do this interview. So it's going to be slightly different this year in terms of venues as well. Three different venues, I understand.
Yeah, it's just the reason for the three venues is that we want to kind of move to in the area. So from North London towards the Central London, from North to Central, and finishing in the Central London. So View is the kind of quite center place in Wood Green, where many kind of Kurdish population live, and then we're moving to Rio.
The old home of the Kurdish Film Festival.
The family home where we started. Yeah. So Rio is keeping the door open to us. I'm so grateful for this spot. Rio is very helpful kind of venue when it comes to kind of LKFF. But we're going to stay in Vue for 4 days and 3 days in Rio.
Okay.
And then last closing will be in Prince Charles, where we are going to have an award ceremony.
And one of the big films there on the last day.
Yeah.
And okay, so that's the Vue Cinema in Wood Green for 3 days, then the Rio Cinema. Oh, no, the Vue Cinema for 4 days. Then moving to the Rio Cinema for 3 days, and then the big finale at the Prince Charles Cinema in Leicester Square, where it sounds incredibly exciting. Mm-hmm. So I noticed, one of the first things I noticed personally was that this festival falls on the fifth memorial anniversary of the falling of Mehmet Aksoy, also known as to the Kurds as Firaz Dağ, who fell in Raqqa on the 26th of September 2017. Mehmet, of course, was also a former director of the film festival. He was a filmmaker himself. And was actually making a documentary about the fight against ISIS in Raqqa when he was struck by a bullet in his heart fired from a passing convoy of ISIS fighters. So I noticed in the program that you will be having a special memorial events in his honor and memory. Can you tell us a little bit about these memorial events and Mehmet's involvement with the London Kurdish Film Festival?
Sure. I don't know how much I can really describe how important he was for AKFF. But he created a moment from the first day he was with us, and he ran this festival. He represented this festival in many occasions, in many kind of places. There's no single person that do not know Mehmet. Mehmet have engaged with many people and worked with many projects and trying to kind of improve the Kurdish cinema in general. If you want to know the history of LKFF, you need to look at who Mehmet is. So that's where we took it from, and this is how we are kind of going to move forward. And the lifestyle and the perspective and stands, everything that we kind of have, it just comes from those people who actually contributed to the festival. And Mehmet had a great contribution. There are many other friends, but we are as Memo's friends, we have a duty, we have a responsibility to bring his memory again. And it's not just memorial, it's just celebrating his life. We are so grateful that we met Memo. We know his voice, we know his jokes, and we know his relationship, the way that he interact and everything. It's going to be in here with us. And so in the program, I mean, this is the reason why we want to kind of hold the festival at the kind of last week of September to, highlight and bring Memo's voice into the program. So on the 26th, we are going to visit in Highgate Cemetery, people in London. Please join us. We are going to be there at 11 a.m. We're going to visit Memo at Highgate. And on the 27th, so the day later, at Rio Cinema, we will have a video a screening, kind of a short documentary screen of Mehmet's life.
Okay.
And then a conversation with friends. So that will be kind of celebrating and remembering Mehmet's memories.
Wonderful. So thank you for that, Ferhan. And now, so you've already touched before, but I see that there are some.
I want to ask you too, Mark. How did you remember Mehmet? And how do you remember Mehmet at LKFF? can you tell us? I mean, because you should be the one of the person.
Yeah, I can.
Memories or something about Mehmet and Kip.
Yeah, no, I would absolutely love to. We really don't have the time for me to talk about Mehmet. Just suffice to say that that I believe that he is still with us. I believe that he will be walking the halls of the London Kurdish Film Festival, as he did for all those years, and he'll be giving us hugs, and he'll be watching the films, and his spirits will be there, and that's why it's so wonderful to see that that you did choose that day to to celebrate his life. But literally, we're running a little bit against time, Ferhan. So I just want to move on. You've already spoke a little bit about it, but there are some special events, such as the gala opening. And then you touched on it, the final day with the awards in Leicester Square, no less. Presumably there'll be a red carpet there. Will
no
there?
Carpet. Probably purple one will be there.
Okay.
Additional Curtis carpet.
and a music and dance evening, which we haven't seen before on the Thursday. Could you tell us just very quickly, just a very little bit about these events?
This is really to bring a bit other aspect of the culture to this festival, I think. And also this is LKFF tradition to have a kind of, it's to send a strong message at the opening of the festival. So the reception will be celebrated with all invited guests, which is around 450 guests will be there. And the festival will kick off on the 23rd. And then there is a panel on the 24th. And there's online workshop by a young Kurdish woman from Glasgow who's going to kind of teach people how to be creative with their smartphone and how you can do a digital painting and digital designing within 2 hours. So that's the very useful kind of practical workshop. And then we will have after party, which is on the 29th. Where we going to come together to celebrate and have some time together with our guests and audience and every other people. And then we're going to have a closing ceremony on the 30th of September.
In Leicester Square. Yeah, wow.
Leicester Square.
And the award ceremony. Yeah, that's incredible. And one of them, and two of the big films as well, I hasten to add, that you'll be showing there on that Friday as well.
Yeah. One of the two best films, I think, will be shown at
Princess Charles. Wow.
And Letters from Shangal is a world premiere, so you must watch that film. It's at 6 p.m. Wow. And then the next film is 8 p.m., Imam's Childhood. I can guarantee you will cry. I can guarantee you will be so depressed for a couple of days. then so you will move on. You will, you know.
Bring your box of Kleenex is the advice there.
Yeah, we will find out.
Okay, Ferhan, listen, you have sold it to me. Okay. I personally am going to pledge to try and book a week off work to attend, you know, my favorite event of the year, the legendary event that is the Kurdish Film Festival. That has been born, nurtured, and grown by the Kurdish community in London and is so highly valued by the Kurdish community and their friends, and hopefully will find an increasingly wider audience too. I would urge anybody listening to this podcast, if you have not attended the festival before, to take a week off work, book your ticket. So Ferhan, before we finish, is there anything else you'd just like to say in conclusion? Perhaps you could also explain the logistics of the event, the three cinemas, and how do we book our tickets, basically?
It's quite easy. Basically, just visit www.lkff.co.uk. It's a website, and all the information also will be accessible on our social media account, Instagram, Facebook, London Kurdish Film Festival, and Twitter as well. And this year, we have a TikTok account, which is going to be up and running soon, waiting for the kind of content to be prepared. All the kind of tickets will be available at the website and also the website of the cinema.
Okay.
In both ways, you can purchase your ticket. Every ticket is a support to the Kurdish cinema. I don't need to say that, but we desperately need you to be here for many reasons, and purchasing ticket is one of the reasons.
Absolutely. Well, Ferhan Stark, director of the 13th London Kurdish Film Festival, good luck to you and your team with this year's event, and thank you very much for joining us tonight.
And thank you, Media News, for covering festival for quite some time, for past few years, and especially thank you to Mark Campbell. This is the first interview we are having and announcing our films with a media like Media News. And thank you for your support.
Wonderful. Farhan, thank you very much indeed. And good luck, and see you at the London Kurdish Film Festival.
See you there, Mark.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.